And I will come down and talk with thee there. And I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And ye said, Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Then said Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Joah, unto Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it. And talk not with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Will he speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power to make. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me.